Coming up next on the Pod Wheels Network, you'll hear the latest edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series. Insight 2020 is being presented by Expediter Services, and Stoops Freightliner is serving as our title sponsor. In this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series, we'll be talking with Nate Meyer, a member of the equipment sales team for Stoops Freightliner. You'll also be hearing from Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker, who are part of the executive leadership team at Expediter Services. Here's a preview featuring Nate Meyer from Stoops Freightliner.
There's been numerous people over the years that I may have met when they were just becoming drivers and coming into the industry and just were wanting to learn it, or even people who were in general trucking and now looking to go into expediting. And of course, now with ES, you can go the other way too. You can go from an expediter to truckload truck. So you can do it either way. And that's nice. It gives people all different levels. They can come in and see where they fall in at and where they can fit in with the ES program, and then decide how far they want that program to take them at the time and where they feel comfortable.
Welcome back to the Insight 2020 podcast series. And thanks for connecting with us again on the Pod Wheels Network. Presented by Expediter Services, the Insight 2020 podcast series is pleased to have Stoops Freightliner as our title sponsor. Through the Insight 2020 podcast series, we're placing a spotlight on key issues and opportunities within the trucking industry, while also highlighting members of the ES community. Founded in 2006, ES has become a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. As you heard in the opening, we'll be talking about what's happening on the equipment front with Nate Meyer, who's part of the equipment sales team at Stoops Freightliner. As a primary contact for equipment sales for ES and a member of the ES community, Nate understands the market and the considerations that come into play when thinking about purchasing a new truck. And in looking at the first 6 months of 2020, those considerations have also included how to best move forward in the COVID-19 era. In a moment, we'll be talking to Nate about the adjustments that Stoops has made and much more during our interview. During our preview, you also heard that during this podcast, we'll be talking with Expediter Services President Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker, Expediter Services Chief Operating Officer. ES has built a strong relationship with the teams at Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country over the years. In addition to hearing from Nate, we wanted to provide our listeners with some perspective from members of the ES leadership team on working with Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country. Pod Wheels Network Executive Producer Greg Thompson handled the interview duties for this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast. Greg began things by talking with Nate Meyer at the Stoops Freightliner dealership in Fort Wayne, Indiana. As you'll hear, Greg spoke to Nate through a Zoom audio connection.
Hello again, everybody. Greg Thompson from the Pod Wheels Network, back with you on the Insight 2020 podcast, powered by ES and sponsored by Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country. Great to be back with you on the podcast. And speaking of our title sponsor, Stoops Freightliner, it's my pleasure right now to welcome Nate Meyer to the Insight 2020 podcast. Nate works on the sales side at Stoops Freightliner. Nate, it's great to have you here, and I'm really looking forward to speaking with you about what's been happening since COVID-19 became part of our daily lives.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the invite and look forward to talking to you.
Now, Nate, before we begin talking about what's happening here in the COVID-19 era, I'd like for you to give us a little bit of background, a little bit of history on Stoops and Truck Country.
The Stoops company, we joined Truck Country and its larger parent company, McCoy Group Incorporated, coming up on 6 years in July here. Truck Country and the McCoy Group have been around since 1958, and currently they're in their third generation of family leadership, and we continue to grow our dealership network and our businesses. Currently, we have 25 Freightliner dealer locations scattered through Ohio, Indiana are the Stoops Group, and then out in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota are the Truck Country locations.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been involved in trucking, and when did you join Stoops?
Sure. So I started off in trucking. I've basically been in this industry my entire adult life. So I started off my career in the trucking industry as a mechanic, started doing that in high school as a part-time job at a local shop here. Did that for about 3 years, and then I moved into the parts department here at Stoops. Spent a few years here, and then decided to move on and try some different opportunities still in the trucking industry. And I actually came back to Stoops 9 years ago. And when I hired back in here the second go around, it was in the service department. And I worked as a service writer at the front service desk. And then I moved into the shop as the foreman. About 4.5 years ago then, or 4 years, I was invited to come over here to the sales side and to give that a try. I thought it was a good opportunity and decided to take that. All in all, I've got pretty close to 22 years in the trucking industry.
Wow, 22 years. And I'm sure that you've seen a lot over that time. And what I find very interesting, and I think our listeners will as well, is the fact that you didn't go from like car sales to truck sales. You learned the industry. You learned the mechanical side of it. And then you got into sales. So as I look at it, you have an understanding of what people are looking for as they are examining a truck, and you're able to have those deeper conversations with people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a huge help for me. I don't think just going out and doing sales for something I'm not familiar with and don't know on a smaller level or a larger level, I guess, I don't think that would be something I'd be really comfortable with. But having that background has certainly helped me out understanding trucks work, how the dealership works, which really ties into helping people out after the sale as well, not just before it.
Well, folks, over the last 2 or 3 years in working with ES and being part of the ES community, I've had a chance to talk with Nate a few times and spend some time with him. And one of the things I know about you, Nate, is that you hold a CDL. So it doesn't sound like you've been out running over the road working for a company, but earning that CDL, holding it, and being able to drive out on the highway, I think that probably gives you an even greater appreciation of what goes into a driver's life.
That's a great point, Greg. When I came over to sales, I was required to get that. And like you said, not going out there long-term or anything like that, but I have done probably more driving over the road than most sales guys do. We have shows and exhibitions to go to, such as the site. A lot of times it's myself driving the truck down there and bringing it back. I don't rely on other drivers to do that for me. Another case in point, it does help you getting out there and being in a truck to realize what the drivers are going through every day, what they're looking for, some of the frustrations they can have out on the road, that kind of thing. Recently, to think of a trip with everything shut down and we didn't have drivers that could take a truck up to Minnesota and do a swap for us. And I jumped in the truck and drove it up there and drove back. Limited my exposure to going into places, but to stay in a truck for a couple of days where you're just in the truck, it kind of opens your eyes a little bit as to what drivers and owner operators out there have to go through, you know, every day.
Yeah, those challenges, particularly now, as you mentioned, in the COVID era, because this is a whole different ball game out there in terms of taking the proper steps, protecting yourself. And so taking that trip up to Minnesota, again, in these times, certainly opened your eyes to what these guys face on a daily basis and those challenges.
Absolutely. Yep. Packed the fridge full of food. Took everything I can to where I only had to jump out if I run in and use the restroom. And other than that, I stayed in the truck.
And the fact that you earned your CDL, that you had to go through that process, gives you an appreciation for what drivers go through to earn that, because it's not something where it's just a rubber stamp deal. You have to earn it. You have to go through the process. You take the classes, spend the time, learn how to operate that vehicle. And again, it's one of those things that when you are talking to somebody who's interested in buying the truck, you're able to have conversations at a different level, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, just going to get a CDL is not like getting a driver's license where you just pass a written test and a vision test and you're good to go. There's a lot more to it and a lot more steps to take. I even have people a lot of times that call me up and I'm not just their sales guy. I'm kind of advising how to do things from their business perspective, or they call you up, they're asking you for their advice on how to take this next step to become an owner operator, or even the driver. Sometimes I've had that call. How do you get into this particular market? Things like a CDL certainly help out with that.
Well, Nate, you bring up a couple of interesting points. One, it sounds like when you are working with somebody, it's not just about selling a truck, it's about building a relationship. And the other thing is, when they're coming to you and asking about where to go or what to think about, you have a lot of resources at hand that we're going to be talking about. And you also know that Stoops is part of the ES community. So there's a whole host of resources for folks that if they're interested in professional driving, you can go through ES and make that happen as well.
Yeah, I agree, Greg. I don't think in the business world today, you can go out and just sell somebody and then walk away from it. People look to you as not just as a salesman, but you're an advisor for their business, both before and after sale. Like I said, that's very important to people, and it's how you build loyalty and brand recognition. One of the reasons that Stoops and Truck Country have done as well as they have over the years, our motto is customer driven. And that means not just to get their truck in the door, but you make sure that they're happy through the whole process and they're happy when they leave. hopefully they look forward to coming back and seeing you the next time.
We've kind of talked around it a little bit, but what do you like most about working with professional drivers, particularly people who are owner-operators or who are looking to become owner-operators and start a business?
I think a couple things jump out at me. The first one is kind of the diversity of people. You never know who's going to come in next and talk to you and what kind of interesting stories, perspectives, and life experiences that they've had that they can share. It can be amusing and always a moment you can maybe get something out of.
Nate, one of the things that you know and our listeners know is that professional driving, that's not just a job. It's not just ownership of a small business if you're an owner-operator. It's a lifestyle. When you're talking to folks who are professional drivers, they're not just working, they're living a lifestyle. And particularly when you're talking to owner-operators, they're looking to start a business, build a business. So a lot of stories, a lot of perspective, but it's a whole different way of doing things than somebody who's in an office or out at a job site, 8 to 5, whatever it is. Driving is just a different world.
And there is a difference between being a professional driver and wanting to become an owner-operator. No different than any other industry where some people, that's just their comfort level. Just being an employee is just fine. But then you have some other people out there who have some ambition. Not that professional drivers don't have ambition, but they just want something a little bit more. And they're willing to take a little more risk, maybe. Dealing with the owner-operators, I enjoy that. You're working around people who are motivated, they're self-starters, and they're trying to build something on their own and call it their own company, their own business.
We mentioned this a moment ago when you talked about drivers who are looking to get into the industry or looking for advice. I know one of the resources that you're able to access is the ES community and being able to refer them to the folks at ES. And we'll obviously talk about ES a little deeper a bit later in our discussion. But right up front, being able to have that resource to share with people who are interested, can you talk about the value of that?
I think it's a great value. When you get into their path to ownership process, instead of just jumping right into an ownership role that you don't know what you don't know, right? You get to kind of step into it a little bit, test the waters, and see if it's something you're going to be comfortable with, because there may be a lot of variables there that just as an employee driver, you never got to see that other side of things. And I think it's a good way for people to explore the other side and make sure it's something that they want to do before they move forward with it.
Nate, as you know, and as we mentioned at the top of the podcast, we've also asked two members of the leadership team at Expediter Services to join us on this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast. We wanted to give our listeners a little perspective on how ES has built a strong relationship over the years with Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country. So it's our pleasure right now to bring in Jason Williams and Jeff Tacker from ES into the podcast. As many of our listeners know, Jason is the president of Expediter Services, while Jeff serves as the chief operating officer of ES. And guys, it's great to have you here. We are talking about the relationship that Stoops and Expediter Services, ES, has built over the years. And Jason, can you kind of walk us through how that started and how it's grown?
Sure, Greg. First of all, good to be here with you. The conversation with the Stoops group started 10 years ago, I guess. Mr. Jeff Stoops at the time owned the franchise, had developed it, and had a really good brand and a really good operating system. Previous to that, we had been with Pat Car Equipment, and we made the move over to Stoops and worked with Jeff Jones there for a number of years. Mr. Stoops himself had built, again, a tremendous service-oriented dealership, and so we got to know them. It was a few years later that the McCoy Group, of which we interact with Brian McCoy directly, came in and purchased the Stoop franchise, and we started our relationship with them. To be honest with you there, at first, Greg, we were a little nervous because you really don't know who you're doing business with, and we developed a pretty good relationship with Mr. Stoops. But Brian, to our surprise, he didn't just take it up. He actually drove the relationship deeper. We've continued to grow what we do with them. What we've enjoyed most with them is the way they support our community. It's not just ordering trucks and purchasing trucks, but they've also helped us get trucks out of the market when needed. They've helped us inventory equipment and the right type of equipment. They've pulled trucks forward for some of our customers who needed access to equipment quickly. They've gone to bat for the community with Freightliner. Even though Freightliner is a good organization, it is a separate organization. And the McCoy Group, they have a lot of leverage inside the industry. And so they don't mind, when needed, to pull strings and make sure that everyone's represented well and taken care of. One of the things they really helped our community with was over-the-road service. They really leveraged the size of their overall dealerships under the McCoy Group to bring service from Freightliner across the country so that our men and women run coast to coast, that they're able to get in and out of shops. That has been a tremendous lift to our community as we've grown over the years. And they continue to do things, even in this pandemic crisis that we're in, they have not backed up. They continue to be a great partner. They're not just a truck dealer. They have truly become a partner with our community, and not just with the ES, but with our community. They treat every owner as an overall piece of that community. And we really have a good, strong relationship with these guys.
Jeff, what can you tell us about working with Truck Country and Stoops? Because I know they have stepped up, as Jason said. And one of the things that they have done is they got involved with the Success in Trucking Expo early on. And of course, they are the title sponsor of Insight 2020.
Greg, thanks for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to spread the message and the information that we have. But specifically speaking about Stoops and Truck Country and the McCoy Group, is I'd like to first off to say that one of the main reasons that we like doing business with them is they're just good people. Everybody that we touch up there, they're good people. They have a good intent, and not just trying to sell a truck. They care about the end user, and they take pride in the product that they represent and sell. And they take extremely great pride in the servicing of that product for the longevity to continue to have repeat customers. Overall, their agenda and intent lines up directly with what our company does and the view and our agenda and our intent, which is to help people be successful. So when you find a good partner, specifically a truck dealer, who at times some of them are not of the same caliber, but when you find one of that nature with that intent and with that agenda, it's easy to line up with them. Then moving right into the Site 2019 that we had, and then obviously the stuff that came up with the COVID-19 that kicked us to the Insight 2020, and then the rescheduling of the site for the following year, hopefully. But with that topic, what we had was, because of their intent and agenda, it lined up perfectly with the information we was trying to get to the marketplace, that the community that we've put together, the information that we have, the program and the support and all the benefits, advantages, and services that are brought to bear by the entire community, which includes all the vendors in our community, which includes obviously the truck. Since you're in trucking, you got to have a truck. They fit naturally inside to be the title sponsor of our event.
Guys, it sounds like there's a tremendous amount of mutual respect between the two organizations. You guys are working together, finding ways to have synergies. And Jason, you mentioned it, the fact that they are able to expand a maintenance network for the ES community is so important, because we know trucks run, but trucks also have to be repaired because they run. To have that kind of comprehensive service has to give you guys a lot of confidence as you work with owner-operators, prospective owner-operators, and people that are looking to start small businesses, because they want to know they have a reliable piece of equipment. They want to know that it's backed up not only by you guys and the structure you've put in place, but by service and all of the details it takes on the trucking side.
Absolutely, Greg. It's a big investment, obviously, to get into a piece of equipment, and a lot of the people inside of our community are investing everything they have. So they're not large 500, 5,000 trucks that can take a hit on a truck or two. That truck is everything, and they've leveraged everything they have, their time, their efforts, emotionally, mentally, and their money in order to start that business. So it is paramount that we have a dealer who can come in, line up with the way we want to do business, and we'll go to battle with parts vendors, with supply chains, with a OEM manufacturers, to make sure that that business operates, which is wrapped around a rolling piece of equipment. Stoops has done us a tremendous job. And I do go back to the McCoy Group themselves, because it is a family-owned business. But the McCoy family, and again, Brian McCoy specifically, they have proven that they won't be outworked. You won't have a higher moral or ethics than they do in the way they want to do business. We have tough conversations. I mean, we don't always agree. This is not a love relationships. At times, we're on the opposite ends of the table from each other, negotiating a deal or negotiating a warranty or negotiating maybe a labor rate. But at the end of the day, it's fair and equitable. You need good and at times contentious conversations to keep everybody between the ditches. And we have that kind of relationship with Stoops/the McCoy Group. And it's benefited everybody within our community.
That's Jason Williams, the president of Expediter Services. You're listening to the Pod Wheels Network and another edition of the Insight 2020 podcast presented by Expediter Services. We'll return to the interview section of the podcast and our conversation with Nate Meyer from the Stoops Freightliner Equipment Sales Team in just a moment. Right now, we'd like to talk to you about Expediter Services, a leader in providing capacity solutions and ownership opportunities within the trucking industry. We'll also spend a moment highlighting Stoops Freightliner, the title sponsor of the Insight 2020 program. For those of you that may not be familiar with the history of Expediter Services, ES was launched in 2006, and the company entered the transportation market with an initial focus on meeting the needs and creating opportunities within the expedited sector of the trucking industry. The working model that ES developed and then deployed within the expedited market sought to remove the barriers that exist within the industry for professional drivers to become truck owners and operate their own small businesses. The ES model has also been designed to help owner-operators and fleet owners upgrade and/or grow. Through ES, qualified participants in the company programs have access to competitive market rate financing with a credit evaluation process that puts an emphasis on attitude, aptitude, work ethic, and work history. From its earliest days, ES concentrated on creating a path to ownership that would place participants on the road to success. Along with industry-leading discounts on fuel, maintenance, and other services valued by professional drivers, independent contractors, and fleet owners, ES can offer program participants the kind of back-office support and business advisory services that are invaluable when working to meet the challenge of operating a small business. Today, ES is a leading provider of capacity to trucking's expedited market. Carriers value the non-asset capacity of the dedicated, hardworking, small business owners who are part of the ES community. With a decade worth of proven results in the expedited market, ES began the company's outreach into the general trucking market in 2016, and ES continues to grow within general trucking. The offerings from ES are a perfect fit for entrepreneurs, men and women of all ages who have a desire to travel while running their own business. One of the founding principles of ES is to be a service by providing opportunities to people seeking a better life for themselves and their families. While ES has delivered some of the most innovative and accessible truck ownership programs to the industry, the lasting strength of ES is found within the community of support the company and the participants have built since 2006. Being a part of the ES community means that you'll never stand alone. And with the challenges that exist for small businesses within today's trucking industry, the commitment of the ES community to stand with each other has proven to be a key ingredient in the formula for success in trucking. We're almost set to return to our interview on this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast. Here's a little more about the scope of services and support that Expediter Services brings to the trucking industry.
Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. The more you learn, the more you earn. We treat you like family. Well, you can start off small and grow real big, or stay where you are, driving your rig. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. We've got the programs to save you cash. We've got support to get you there real fast. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be. Expediter Services is the place you ought to be.
To learn more about the ownership opportunities, specific programs, and comprehensive support available through ES, please visit essuccessintrucking.com. That website again is essuccessintrucking.com. Before we rejoin our Insight 2020 podcast interview with Nate Meyer, we wanted to take a moment to talk to you about Stoops Freightliner, the title sponsor of the Insight 2020 podcast, the Insight 2020 online program, and the Success in Trucking Expo, which will take place in the spring of 2021. Stoops Freightliner is a division of Truck Country, and for those who don't know, the combination of Stoops Freightliner and Quality Trailer stands today as the largest Freightliner dealer group in the U.S., serving customers at 23 locations in Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Stoops offers new and used, medium and heavy-duty trucks. The dealership also offers Wabash and many other trailer options. Stoops and Truck Country feature expert service and extensive parts inventory, financing, and truck leasing options. To learn more about Stoops Freightliner, please visit the following website, truckcountry.com. That's truckcountry.com. Now let's return to this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast here on the Podwheels Network. The Insight 2020 podcast series is presented by Expediter Services. Here's Podwheels Network executive producer Greg Thompson and our Zoom audio conversation with Nate Meyer, part of the equipment sales team at Stoops Freightliner.
Hello again, everybody, and thanks for making the Insight 2020 podcast part of your day. As you know, we're talking with Nate Meyer, who is part of the equipment sales team at Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country. And Nate, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, and you mentioned it earlier, was COVID-19 and how COVID-19 is changing things for drivers. But let's talk a little bit about how COVID-19 is changing things for you and Stoops as we enter this era.
Well, as you can imagine, it's impacted everyone, and not just on the sales side, but on the service side, the parts department, everywhere. Our ownership and management took it very seriously, and we've done everything we can to mitigate any chances we have of having further issues with it. We're doing the social distancing, both with employees, with our customers. We have barriers up. A lot of those we were employing as practices well before you even saw some of the other essential businesses doing it. When we have a truck come into our dealership, we actually have a sanitizing machine. We will go out and we'll spray the truck down before any of our technicians get in it. And they spray it down when they're done with it to help deck the driver as well. Doing things like schedule changes, doing a lot of virtual outreach, things like what we're doing now, podcasts, webinars.
So you've really found different ways to reach out to your customers, different ways to work with them, because you still have to accommodate their needs, correct?
Sure, absolutely. Things still have to move around. We just need to make the adjustments and try to keep our customers safe as well as our employees and everyone else at the dealership.
From a sales side, what has been the biggest hurdle or challenge in this period of time?
Oh, the lack thereof, I guess.
Well, yeah. So when we look at this, what's been the biggest challenge for you guys on the sales side?
Just trying to keep things moving for me personally. It's been trying to get some trucks that were in process still built, get them built in a timely manner, having to deal with factory shutdowns and things along that line. For other people, it certainly slowed down, especially at the start of the whole shutdown when the states started closing. But here recently, things have kind of come back up and starting to look like maybe it'll turn around again. We know the economy was moving along and working well and everything came to a stop, but it was just due to a pandemic and not necessarily economically related. So hopefully things are starting to look up and moving forward again.
You made a couple of really key points here. One, the factories closed down because of COVID-19, so production stopped. The second thing that I find very encouraging at this point in time is that you're starting to see some orders. Some things are starting to pick up a little bit. You're starting to see a few signs. So that is a hopeful note as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm still getting a fair amount of calls from people. Unfortunately, I just don't have the inventory that they're looking for, but it's good to at least still get the phone ringing and know that people are still out there trying to figure out something to do or what they're going to do next. People aren't just walking away or giving up or anything. We're still going to try and keep moving forward.
Let's talk a little bit about that experienced professional driver who's thinking about becoming an owner-operator. And they're thinking about doing it in this environment, but really thinking about doing it in any environment. That's a pretty big leap. From your experience, what is the biggest hurdle that someone faces in buying a new truck?
I would say the biggest hurdle is in this market, or really any market, is the financing arm of it and getting that first truck. Once you get one, the second one's a little bit easier. To get the financing and get everything lined up for that first one, that's usually the largest hurdle to overcome. The second hurdle, I would say, is just the fear of knowing that you're going to be doing this and you're kind of on your own. You don't have a dispatcher you can call or a manager to call up and say, you know, the truck's broke, I need it fixed, and take care of it for me. A lot of people, they step right up to the edge there, but they don't quite take the leap because they see they don't have that support out there, and that can be pretty scary. And I completely understand that.
Most of us want to be risk adverse, or we want to manage risk. When you talk about those difficulties, those are major challenges, right? To be able to finance the truck and then to be able to have the support behind it. So to try to do that on your own, that can be kind of like a mountain, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not just a professional driver anymore. You're a business owner. You need to have a team in place to help you out. An accountant to know that side of things. You need to know the maintenance side and what the best way is to handle breakdowns. It's like with any business that you own, it's very important to have a good team that backs you up and that you can rely on and can fall back on for advice.
Well, Nate, when you talk about that, and we're on the Insight 2020 podcast powered by ES, what ES as a company and as a community brings to professional drivers who are looking to become owner-operators or who are owner-operators and need that support, need the financing, and can match you up with some of the top fleets in this industry, that's a pretty good foundation from which you can grow.
Yeah, it is. They offer a lot that can put your mind at ease with all of the programs that they offer. It makes taking that next step a little bit easier knowing that you have your network or your support behind you at that point.
What do you like best about working with the team at Expediter Services?
Probably one of the nicest things is the core group of people there have not changed in the 6 or 7 years since I've been working with them, both at the day-to-day operation level and the upper management. That's nice for me because I always know who to talk to and you build up a relationship with those people. I also see that as a big plus for people who are looking to get into the path to ownership or owner operators looking to maybe move some trucks, to know that you're going to be dealing with the same core group of people and build your own relationship with them. I think that's a big bonus. On top of that, obviously, they're great people to work with, get along with everyone, and they're always there to try to help you because you're doing good and you're succeeding, then that means they're also having success.
One of the big pluses about ES is that they have different programs to fit where people are in their journeys. You mentioned the path to ownership. Then there's also the 150 Business Challenge, which is specifically geared to helping women create small businesses in trucking. And there's just a lot of different ways to work with ES. And the fact that you've got good people who are invested in you and have support. And going back to the start of our conversation, it sounds like it's very important to you to make sure that everybody you meet, that you're placing keys in their hand, that there's a trust between you and that person, that they are on the path to success. And when you look at what ES has done with their programs and how they're working with Stoops and Truck Country, it's gotta make you feel good as somebody who's putting people in trucks to know that ES has that type of backstop, that type of program, that type of comprehensive outlook for people to help them achieve their success in trucking.
Yes, absolutely it is. There's been numerous people over the years that I may have met when they were just becoming drivers and coming into the industry and just were wanting to learn it, or even people who were in general trucking and now looking to go into expediting. And of course, now with ES, you can go the other way too. You can go from an expediter to truckload truck. So you can do it either way. And that's nice. It gives, like you said, people all different levels. They can come in and see where they fall in at and where they can fit in with the ES program and then decide how far they want that program to take them at the time and when, where they feel comfortable.
One of the things that I like to do during these interviews is as best as I can to put myself in the shoes of our listeners. And when I think about our listeners, I think about professional drivers who are looking to become owner-operators, starting their business, or owner-operators who are looking to grow their business. So when we talk about that, if I am a professional driver and I'm thinking about making that leap, thinking about stepping up to becoming an owner-operator, what are some of the key considerations that I need to look at when buying a truck in today's market?
I think the first thing that would be important is you have to know what you want. Where do you want to go? Do you have a carrier that you're already working with? Do you want to go with them? Do you want to do expediting? Do you want to do the general trucking side of it? Is there some other niche maybe you want to get into? I get a lot of people who are looking to explore expediting, and when I ask them what they're looking for, they just say they want an expediter. Well, that market segment can even get broken down into different groups. You got your reefer and the dry box and those examples. So I think it's important that you figure out what you want to do, and then you start researching that particular niche and what you can do to get into it from there.
So Nate, you've kind of laid out some of the basic considerations. What about going deeper into this?
Once you know what direction you want to go, Then it comes down to things like we kind of mentioned earlier, finance. Are you going to use a personal lender? Do you have something like ES Finance to back you? Are you going to go to a dealership and see what kind of financing they can offer you? All the pieces after that that come. Where's your insurance going to come from? How are you going to set up your maintenance accounts and start working the financial side of it and the accounting side of it? Once you can really get a firm business plan together, maybe that's the better term for that next step, not just financing, but come up with an actual firm business plan as to how you're going to proceed. Then once you have all that shored up, then you can start going out, looking at trucks, looking at options, dealers, and seeing what some other owner operators, some other owners are doing and purchasing. Then you can go in and actually spec a truck and get what you want. And you know it's going to work for your business that you mapped out.
And going back to the beginning of our conversation, one of the things that you talked about is the folks that you sold trucks to that's still contacting you, having that complete plan out there to know the support you've got, to know about maintenance, to know about the whole scope of things. Because as we said, this decision, starting a business, is one of the biggest that you'll make in your life. And you got to do it in the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had another thought here. If you go into a dealership or a supplier or something like that, or a carrier maybe, you're still looking around, you're doing your homework. If you find you're just not comfortable with them for whatever that reason is, keep shopping around. Don't just try to force it. This is going to be your business. And these are people you're going to have a continued relationship with that you need to be comfortable working with.
Well, Nate, as you ran through that list of what people need to consider as they look at truck ownership, for those men and women wanting to become owner-operators and starting a trucking business, I found what you shared to be a great way to bring us back to the points we discussed earlier related to the ES community. Nate, as you know, ES offers programs and services to make it easier for those people who feel called to truck ownership and running a trucking business as an owner-operator, people who want to realize their dreams and achieve success. As you know, the reality is that trucking will always be a demanding industry, especially for those wanting to own their own businesses. But as we've noted here and during other segments in this series, the support available from ES and the members of the ES community can make that road to success in trucking a little easier.
Yes, absolutely.
Nate, I've really enjoyed spending time with you here, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to share some of your information. So if folks are interested in contacting you, working with Stoops and Truck Country, how can they reach out and get in touch with you?
From a corporate level, truckcountry.com is our website, and we're on all the social media platforms. If they want to contact me direct, I have an email. It's nathanmeyer@truckcountry.com. They can also call me here at the dealership. It will be under Fort Wayne. If you look on our website, Truck Country, and click on Indiana, we're in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they can reach out to me that way as well.
Nate, that is great. Folks, reach out to Nate through truckcountry.com. Contact him if you're interested. He will work with you. Nate, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just want to say thank you to yourself, Greg, and also to ES and Insight, allowing me to come on the podcast and share some thoughts with everyone. And also like to say thank you to all the professional drivers out there, especially in this trying time. As I mentioned earlier, I kind of went out there during it and kind of lived the experience. So I know what you guys are going through, and I only did it for about 4 days. So I have all the more respect for all of you who do it day in and day out. I thank you all.
That's Nate Meyer from Stoops Freightliner with his closing comments on this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast series. We would like to thank Nate for his time and perspective. As you heard us mention, Nate is part of the equipment sales team at Stoops Freightliner. And speaking of Stoops Freightliner, ES would like to once again thank Stoops and Truck Country for serving as our title sponsor for the Insight 2020 podcast series. To learn more about Stoops Freightliner and Truck Country, please visit truckcountry.com. That website again, truckcountry.com. Before we go, Expediter Services would like to remind you that the company is launching the Insight 2020 webinar series in July, with the first webinar taking place on Tuesday, July 21st. The Insight 2020 webinar series, like our podcast, will be focused on the needs of contract drivers, owner-operators, and fleet owners. If you're not able to catch the live presentation of the webinar, ES will be making replays available to you to access on demand. For the latest details on all the webinar series and all offerings available through Insight 2020, please visit essuccessintrucking.com. That website again, essuccessintrucking.com. As we close out this edition of the Insight 2020 podcast, Expediter Services wishes you safe travels on our nation's roads and highways. As the country continues to face the COVID-19 national emergency, we'd also remind you that, in addition to staying safe, you take the necessary steps to also stay healthy as you do the critical work of keeping the American supply chain moving.